Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Whoa, it's great to live in a big city, New York City. You know, my favorite borough is Kings County. It's the county of Kings. And then obviously you have Queens County, the county of Queens. So I guess, you know, make your choice. You want to be a king, you want to be a queen, or in America, obviously you could be both. Yes, nothing wrong with that. And New York City, you know, with a budget of $110 billion, $20 billion a year, it means that, oh, there's a lot of stuff happening. But what is the priority for the people who live here? Obviously, transportation, public transportation is important. You know, price of food, taxes. Can we go on? Obviously, affordable housing, please. Who is supposed to, you know, resolve those problems? Who is supposed to keep the taxes down, keep the expenses down? Obviously, because if you have more expenses, then they're going to obviously want to tax us more in New York City. So we have the federal tax, we have the city's taxes, we have the state taxes. Damn, taxes, taxes, taxes. So who is the leader that we have in New York City? How does politics work? We have a city council, we have the mayor, and the mayor have veto power over certain issues. The city council could also override the mayor. And then we have the comptroller. He is supposed to guard our money, make sure that the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So there's checks and balances. So depending on whom the mayor is, they may do a good job or a bad job or a decent job. But being the mayor of New York City is a huge responsibility. And like corporate America, when you get that job, you better have a great team. Who are the people working for the mayor? Who is his deputy mayor or deputies mayors, you know? Who is in charge of the various divisions that you allocate leadership to? And how much power as a leader should you give to your various leaders? Should they be allowed to do their job because they are more intelligent than you as a leader in various job positions? The more supervision, obviously, you have to give your junior leaders, since you're the big leader, you know, the less that you have to supervise them. So you could give them directives. They have, obviously, protocols to follow. But the level of trust for the people who work for you always depends on their level of intelligence. So when Mayor Eric Adams came to us, Caribbean American Weekly, one of the publications that we obviously have had in New York City for almost two decades, him, Maya, Garcia, they all came for our endorsement. And each and every one of them, what we said to them, we would like to see intelligent decisions where personnel is concerned. You cannot hire, you know, sorry about this, cows, but you cannot hire a cow or a goat meaning a person with that level of intelligence, to, you know, run certain divisions of New York City with that $110, $120 billion budget. You cannot give contracts to people who cannot execute the contract, who have no experience, who do not have the level of education that it takes to make those contracts awarded to them to succeed. Also, you have to stay in your own lane. So the mayor of New York City is not the president of the United States of America. And luckily for us in New York City, New York State, we have the leader of the majority of the U.S. Senate, Senator Schumer, a very intelligent young man, but he's obviously up there in age. And we have Minority Whip Congressman Jeffries, a very intelligent attorney. So these two people are our advocates in Washington, D.C., for the immigration crisis. Immigration is a huge issue for the Republicans. They do not want to see more immigrants because most immigrants become Democrats. And the Democrats want more immigrants because the country needs more labor. There's a labor shortage, especially in unskilled jobs. In skilled jobs, where education is concerned, we have a deficit also. So the smart visa, which is the H-1B visa that Donald Trump and a lot of Republicans don't like, unfortunately, those visas need to be increased. They call it the smart visa. And what has to happen there is we need a higher quota of H-1Bs. So we need more smart people and we need unskilled labor people. And the unskilled, unfortunately, but fortunately, comes from new immigrants to the U.S. so that those who are here already will do better because they're not going to have the unskilled job. They'll have the skilled one. The smart visa is to give us movers and shakers, people who obviously run Fortune, let's say, 1,000 companies, Fortune 2,000 companies. And 50% to 60% of all of those companies are people who are immigrants. H-1Bs, people who come here on student visas, F-1, who come here hungry with ideas and intelligence, and they create jobs for America. They create wealth. So whether you like it or not, whether that immigrant is intelligent, whether that immigrant is unskilled labor and may become, obviously, progress in life like others, we need immigrants. So the issue in Washington is not something the mayor of New York City could solve. And Democrats in New York City need to work better with each other. Arrogance gets you nowhere. And taking trips to Mexico and other countries, going to Texas like the mayor has done, that's not your job, Eric Adams. That's the job of the U.S. President of the United States, Mr. Biden. That's his job. It is the job of Congressman Jeffries. It is the job of Senator Schumer. And when you try to do other people's jobs, that's a problem. Democrats in New York City need to huddle the mayor, Jeffries, Congressman Jeffries, Senator Schumer. Those three people need to butt heads together and figure out how, obviously, New York City should get the money that they deserve for the immigrant crisis at the border. And that crisis was created by people like KKK, Russia, and Trump. Some people believe that Eric Adams is an in-the-closet Republican. And he proves that to be correct to people when he depends on the New York Post to publish the things that he say, which is very embarrassing. Embarrassing as an attorney, because I have a high level of intelligence, believe me. I have a bachelor's in accounting, a master's in economics, a law degree in 2.5 years, certificate in banking. This lawyer is damn smart. And what we need is these quote-unquote elected officials who don't always have the level of intelligence of the people in Wall Street or off of Wall Street in Kings or in Queens, or they're in the Bronx or Manhattan or Staten Island. We have a lot of smart people in New York City, including me. And all of us would say, I think with a strong voice, that these three individuals need to get their act together. The Democrats have a monopoly, so to speak, in New York City. No Republican is supposed to win the mayor's race or much of the city council races. And they shouldn't, because they lack intelligence. They do not want to reach out to people who are not far right, so to speak. So the politics that the Republicans practice in New York City, wow, who would want to listen to them? Especially if you're an intelligent person. What we need is people who love New York City to work together for the common good of New York City, regardless of your political situation. You're not in Texas. You're not in Alabama. You're not in Louisiana. You're in New York City, where, more civilized people want us to work together. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is our great show, People Power Politics. Give us a call. Peace.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.